Welcome to another edition of In Focus on 88.1 MyFM and LanarkLeadsToday.ca. Longtime familiar voice to our station. Joining us today, Rob Moore from Rural FASD. Mr. Moore, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Bob, for having me here today.
You're very welcome. Well, we want to cover a few things about your wonderful organization. The first being a massive fundraiser that took place earlier this year, well, as early as possible this year. Of course, you were the beneficiary of the Perth Polar Bear Plunge this year.
Absolutely. And it was just a wonderful, wonderful event. Definitely the feedback that we got from everybody. We really didn't hear anything from anybody in terms of things to change. It seems like we were pretty much able to meet kind of everyone's expectations. Certainly for us, we have just kind of finalized the numbers of where it all kind of ended up at this point. So we know that there was 144 plungers, which has never been seen before. We have actually just, and in fact, the checks are still trickling in a little bit, but we just passed 30,500 in terms of donations. Again, number that's never seen before. But the one that excites us the most is the fact that there was 512 people who donated, who saw us as being a worthy cause and folks that are deserving of support and respect. And that number is the one that just, oh my goodness, it just warms everybody's heart in the organization and gives us hope.
That's amazing. Absolutely. We know that word is getting out there about the incredible work that you do for families of and people living with FASD. We've talked about that at great length before. $30,000, for the 30th anniversary, that was the goal. So that was amazing. What is that money going to be used for?
So that money is being used for two main areas. The first one is definitely programming for the youth is always the number one priority within our organization. And so this is enabling us to be able to continue being able to provide those forums and those opportunities for our FASD fighters to kind of be able to share their stories and share their voices. And then the other piece of that is we always need that that system navigator, that person that kind of serves as the liaison for the FASD workers and the organizations that they're doing the advisory with. And so that money is also going to help us in terms of being able to supply that staff member to do those introductions, to set up those arrangements and all of that.
That is fantastic. Well, congratulations on that. It was fun to be a part of it, and I look forward to being a part of it again next year. I admired your technique, by the way, of just slowly lowering yourself into the water. I'd never seen that in my years previous, so well done for that.
Slip and dip, Bob. I
There you
told you
go.
I was using the slip and dip.
Wow, I didn't believe it until I saw it. My goodness. But let me ask you this. What's coming up in the near future for your organization? I know that you folks are always moving forward.
So, yeah, once again, there's no rest for the weary here. We are, in fact, pleased to announce that on Saturday, May 11th, folks are going to start hearing about something called the Red Shoes Run Family Day, which is being held at the Rosedale Hall in Montague Township. And as part of this day, we're already getting confirmation from folks that we're looking at having family activities such as curling is going to be done in the hall. We're looking at having petting zoo there. We're looking at having a craft table there. Some other events that we're looking at. We've already confirmed that Kevin Grimes Remax is going to be one of the sponsors. Montague Public School is fully involved. The township's fully involved. But the main event is we're also doing a charity run is kind of the centerpiece of the day. And so we haven't quite figured out the location. It's either going to be on a township road or on a county road. Still trying to figure that piece out. But well, once again, we're going to be asking folks to come out and support our FASD fighters. The main thing that the reason we're called the Red Shoes Run is the red shoes is the international symbol for FASD. It's recognized around the world. The gentleman who created this movement almost 10 years ago, R.J. Formanek, is the director of education for the Anishinaabeg First Nations up in Thunder Bay. He's confirmed he's going to come and serve as the race marshal to launch this day, which is, and for our youth to have the opportunity to be able to interact with this incredible mentor is really excited about what that's going to lead to after that.
Fantastic. Well, great news, of course. And I'm sure that's only one piece of a lot of great news that we'll be hearing over the course of the year from the Rural FASD. Rob, last thing, if anyone would like to find out more about the organization, what's the best way for them to do so?
Our website is really where ruralfasd.ca. And one of the things that folks should know about is our website was actually designed by our youth living with FASD. And so you're going to see a lot of their stories on there. You're going to see some of the videos that they've created on there. You're going to see some the way they describe FASD is contained within that information. And so that's really the best way to get a hold of us. There is contact information on there. Also, the Canada Helps page is not quite closed. It is still open until January 31st. So if there is anyone that still wants to do one last minute donation, they're more than welcome to hop on there and get a tax receipt for 2024.
Excellent. Well, Rob Moore, it's always a pleasure to speak with you. I look forward to our next conversation.
Thank you so much, Bob.
Rob Moore with the Rural FASD, our guest today on this edition of In Focus, brought to you, as always, by Perth Chiropractic here on 88.1 MyFM and LanarkLeadsToday.ca.